Hey, Vinny. Hey, Vinny.
Yeah, Cardiff?
Do you want to go subreddit surfing? I wanna go subreddit surfing. Grab your phone, let's go subreddit surfing. Because I wanna go subreddit surfing with you. We talk to folks from different subreddits because sometimes we just don't get it. We explore all kinds of subreddits. Subscribe now or you will regret it. Do you wanna go subreddit surfing? I wanna go subreddit surfing. Grab your phone, let's go subreddit surfing. Cause I wanna go subreddit surfing with you. Vinny and Cardiff go subreddit surfing. Mondays at 8, we are subreddit surfing. 10 is too late for subreddit surfing. So be here now for subreddit surfing today.
Aloha, big kahunas. Welcome to another episode of Subreddit Surfing. I am your host. My name is Vinny. Joining me is my best bud, Cardiff Electric. And down below, where he belongs, he is a bottom, they say.
Actually, no, that's not where he belongs. That's where he belongs. That's better. Oh. So the screen just... Actually, no, let's be honest. It got a little uglier in here. Let's bring Jimmy back. That's better.
That's what I thought.
We're solid 4.5 now with Jimmy here. Thanks, Jimmy. As a group, the three of us combined are a 4.5. So
I'll tell you,
bring up the average.
I'll take 4.5 views on this episode. That'd be good. Let's see what's going on tonight. We got a lot of our big kahunas and members of the channel joining us in the chat. Folks, tonight we're visiting a subreddit that is dedicated to advice, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to be giving it to you. So if you would like to ask some advice from us, please include $20 in a super chat.
Yes.
We will not give you good advice for anything less than 20 bucks. Keep that in mind for the rest of the night.
Let me just say, if you super chat less than 20 and we do give you advice, do the opposite because we're probably fucking with you.
Yep.
That's generally.
Generally, just complete disrespect is what we'll show you if you give us less than anything less than $20.
So I guess technically you could get good advice if you just do the opposite. So I guess there is a way to get advice less than $20. I think I found a loophole, Vinny. That sucks.
All right, we'll just give you advice.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
But just, you know, whatever. If you would like good advice, you need to Venmo me $1,000 and 3 tall boys.
Is that all it takes?
It's all it takes if you want some good advice from me. So... those of you who are joining us tonight in the chat, feel free to join into the show. We're going to have a lot of fun. We had a great time in Tampa, Cardiff.
We did. It feels like every Monday we're getting on the show talking about a live show. Like, what are we doing next weekend, Vinny? Where are we going to be live next week? But no, we had a great time. Fantastic time in Tampa. We met some great fans. Some fans of this show, even.
I'll tell you what. We did. There was one in particular who I'm a really big fan of.
Who's that?
And, well, I'll show you. Hold on a second. I'm going to give him a little special shout-out. Where did my thing go? Sorry, guys. So unprofessional of me.
Very.
Never mind.
Extremely unprofessional. I want to shout-out Ray Guitard. Because apparently we've been forgetting to shout-out Ray Guitard every week on this show. And I blame you, Vinny. I blame you.
Oh, it's definitely my fault.
Yes. Could be my fault. I don't make mistakes.
Well, you don't make things easier either.
No, generally.
You know my favorite thing that Cardiff does? Oh, but I'll give a shout out to my boy. You know who you are.
Not getting it, Vinny.
Good.
But yes, it was very nice.
A special shout out to Joey C.
Oh, that Italian. Oh. Yeah, no,
you might need to call a special agency to know who I'm shouting out. But
yes, the CIA.
That's them.
The CIA.
So I met so many cool people there, man. It was really wild. We watched Tukey do karaoke. Mm-hmm. We watched Royce do from Revenge of the Sith do karaoke.
Mm-hmm. The Mersh was very complimentary of you on his show last night.
He was. What did he have to say? Did he talk about my damn perfect beard?
Yeah.
He kept saying it to me.
He just said, I love talking to that fat guy about wrestling all night.
Oh, yeah, well, that sounds like me.
That makes sense. No, it was great. No, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I would encourage everybody who has not been to a live show to come out to a live show, because, I mean, the show might suck. The show might suck, but the after parties are a lot of fun.
The show did not suck. The show was a lot of fun.
I mean, nobody was there. Carl is still in Largo doing dishes to make up for the for the lackluster performance. No, it was a lot of fun.
Over one of his houses. He lost it on that show. He spent so much money renting the theater.
Still owes him. Still and making payments. What,
the way he called the cops on that one guy totally ruined his street cred.
That was the best. I think I talked that guy off a ledge a little bit. I think he's okay now. I think he realizes he was being a little disruptive to the show, but it was a lot of fun. I want to say, you know, anyone who's in the chat now, who was there, anybody listening to this later, it was nice to meet you, except for you know who. Fuck that guy. He sucked.
So we just gave out some memberships, it looks like, Cardiff.
Oh, that's very generous of us.
Yes, we gave out 10 memberships. So if you didn't get one and you'd like to be a member of the channel, get some cool emojis, make sure you join. If you also want to see our live show from 2 weeks ago, that's available to all YouTube members and to our Patreon members. We appreciate if you join the Patreon, just simply that way YouTube can't fuck us like they did that one time.
Care for that. They'll do it again, though.
Yeah, let's hit up some super chats here. Eugene Breen, loved the posters, guys. We're glad you did, Eugene. I'm glad you did.
That was a Troy Smith original.
We sent him one of our live show posters, as well as one of the leftover Detroit Endless Summer posters. So much love, Eugene. Say No More, thanks for the Canadian $2. Like, that counts. Carta, Vinny, and Jimmy, love you guys. We love you back, Say No More. You're so positive.
I'm still worried. I'm still keeping an eye on that Say No More character.
Is he muttering Jane us?
He might be. If he starts sending beers and condoms to the studio, Vinny, I think we're gonna have to cut him off.
Hunter Duke,
the man.
I'd ask for advice, but you're my favorite podcasters. What else do I need to know? Great seeing you guys over the weekend. Got my C&D for the shirts.
A cease and desist, Vinny.
Oh.
Cease and desist. He used my logo illegally. I had to shut him down. I had him arrested. He was arrested after the show for illegally using my logo.
Good thing the cops are there already.
Yes, good. Good thing. There was a police presence around the show, but Largo in general, fuck, there's a lot of cops. Like, every time I was making an illegal U-turn, there was a cop right beside me.
That checks out. I didn't drive anywhere down there, and I had learned an interesting fact. Car insurance is ridiculously fucking expensive in that area because the average age of every driver is fucking dead. These people are corpses driving cars in Florida. I've never seen anything like it. These people, like, everywhere I go, they're just like in their cars going, like, trying to see over the wheel to put their oxygen on. It's fucking horrifying.
Where they go to retire.
Yeah, and the Uber drivers, none of them spoke English. I had one guy, he was the best. I loved him because he was like, I'm from Cuba. And I go, I don't care. But he insisted on telling me about it. And he said he's been in America for 2 years and he loves it. But he didn't know until 6 months ago that he needed to have a license to drive a car. So for the first year and a half, he was just driving all over the place. And I said, I am very happy that you finally decided to obey the laws and get a license so that you could be driving me today to tell me how fucking scared I should be whenever I see someone behind the wheel of their car.
So basically he's saying he didn't get a license until he started driving Uber, like until Uber made him. So he's probably doing like a legal taxi at the airport for all this time until he wanted to do Uber instead. But
that would check out.
I do have to say, I think I heard a lot of comments from the staff at the venue we were at.
Yeah,
I do believe we were the youngest show to ever perform there because they kept calling us the kids. The kids are on stage now. Did you see some of the acts that have performed in that theater?
They had fucking Zebra.
They had Zebra.
They had Yakov Smirnoff, who I realized, a certain gentleman that we know named Rocco, doesn't just look like Gino Bisconti. He also kind of looks like Yakov.
A young Yakov Smirnoff.
I really advised him to go in that direction if he wanted a real career. If he wanted to go somewhere, should have praised Yakov.
I was sitting there staring at that poster the whole time. Remember the I forgot what show we were doing, where we were watching that that Russian propaganda video of people going to America, and we started trying to do the Yakov bit, like in America. But I could not. I still was sitting there staring at that poster for an hour. I still couldn't come up with a bit. I couldn't come up with a joke. I'm a loser. I'm sorry, Vinny. I'm sorry.
Congratulations, Jimmy. You've been promoted. Oh wait.
Oh,
get out of here.
This feels good. Feels right.
My show, cocksuckers.
Oh, damn it.
Oh. Okay, let's get down to business. We're here to give advice. We have the r/advice subreddit.
You motherfuckers.
How dare you, Vinny? r/advice. We're here to talk about Vinny. If you want advice, you can post that in the chat. We'll definitely give you some advice. But I thought it'd be funny to post some of these advice requests to each other and see if we can help some people on the Reddit. So Jimmy, what you're going to need to do is any advice we give, you're going to need to go into the subreddit.
Can I just one second to sandbag you the way you sandbag me when you were trying to move a segment flawlessly along?
No, you can't, Vinny. You started this game. I'll finish.
What a mess.
That's it. I'm ending the stream. Fuck you all.
I'm going to fight all of you. Next time I see you, I want there to be a fucking steel cage there. You understand me? This is madness.
This is insane. Is this a show? Bedlam. Is this a show?
No.
I think.
This is our silly time. This is our weekly silly time with the people. This page has 942,000 members. Mm-hmm. This is a place where you can ask for advice on many subjects. Everybody has issues that they run into, and everyone needs advice every now and again. This is Reddit's very own solution hub, folks, and they have some very important rules that I'd like to show everybody.
Please.
Well, I'll read them to you. The first one, number one, is be nice. Okay? No trolling, harassment, or threats, hate speech.
Now, hold on, Vinny. Are we legally obligated to follow these rules on the show tonight?
Fuck no.
Okay, good.
Half the time, we don't follow YouTube's rules.
I was going to leave.
There are forbidden topics, medical advice, therapizing, or counseling, legal advice, insurance question, automotive mechanic advice. I'm guessing lawsuits have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just tighten up that wheel. You just tighten up that wheel with a toothbrush. No problem. No problem.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. Like, I imagine most of the advice is on Reddit is like, become a sovereign citizen or something completely stupid. Like, most of these comments can't be taken seriously, right?
No, I would say no.
What is this about? Why are you disappearing?
What's going on?
What's happening? What are you doing, Jimmy? Stop that.
I'm not. It's not me.
Stop it. But yes, this is a... this is a fun subreddit, Vinny. We discovered this, you know, obviously everybody knows we prep for weeks for each episode. So about 6 weeks ago, we started perusing this particular subreddit. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. There's not a lot of dumb questions. Like there's subreddits where there's some dumb questions, but some pretty fucked up shit out there if these are real.
And that's why I kind of buy some of these, because these are the kind of questions like you wouldn't throw out there to your friends or family.
No. No. For example?
Lay it on me. What do you got?
My boyfriend has been lying about ejaculating inside of me.
Why would he lie about? Well, no, I didn't. I can see that lie.
I'm almost tempted to just read the titles, because the titles are where I think the, you know, it's the headlines are where it's at. But how do you lie about that? Because it's either inside you or it's on your face. Like, I mean, is there anywhere else it can be?
I'm back.
Tits.
There you go. On the back. Good for you, Jimmy. You know where Jimmy knows where to take a load. Good job, Jimmy.
You turned it around on me, you son of a bitch.
You turned it around on him, Jimmy. That's the problem.
That's what I do. The old angry pirate. No, that's not the angry pirate. That's the Houdini. Sorry. No,
the Houdini is where you spit on their back and they turn around.
And then they turn around. Yeah.
Yeah.
The angry pirate's where you kick them in the shin and come in their face or something like that. I don't know.
Is the Houdini, you spit on them and then they turn around and go, ta-da.
Yeah.
And you come in their face. Yeah. That's the Houdini.
Yeah. Okay. That's cute.
All right. So I, an 18F.
That one's just cute for the kids.
Yes. Have been with my boyfriend for almost 2 months. Obviously not a long time. I've been noticing he lies a lot and even caught him stealing from the store a couple times. Good dude. I tried to shrug off stuff because I haven't had the easiest time in relationships and he was love bombing. So I wanted to believe he was good. Have you ever love bombed, Vinny? I'm not sure what love bombing is. I might be too old to know what love bombing is.
I don't think so.
Turns out I'm kind of just a stupid, sad bitch. Anyway, I kept feeling like he would come inside me, and I continuously kept asking him if he had, and he would always swear up and down that he didn't. I chose to believe him against my better judgment because he told me he wouldn't do that to me. Anyway, a week ago, I felt for sure he came inside me. Can't you just check, shove a dipstick up there,
see what comes out? Oh, Cardiff. I thought you were classier than that.
I knew I wasn't crazy. He's been gaslighting me about it, but I knew this time. I knew for sure. So I kept questioning him and he wouldn't let it rest. He finally admitted.
Dipstick, Cardiff?
Of course.
A dipstick?
Yeah. Well, okay, fine. A coat hanger? I don't know. What? What do you use?
You don't stick anything up there. You just do jumping jacks. So it's the floor.
Oh, there you go.
What are you, dumb?
So I kept questioning him and he wouldn't let it rest. He finally admitted he has been coming in me and lying about it. I feel really violated and I'm not on birth control. He knows that. Now I have to wait and see if I'm pregnant. What should I do? A P.S. I made it abundantly clear many times that I didn't want him to come inside me. Now, I think what he's doing is illegal. I mean, isn't that?
I don't know about that.
It's definitely shady.
I mean, it's probably frowned upon, and I'm sure somewhere someone has tried to make it illegal if it isn't, but I would even go further than this and say he's being very, very sneaky. It's obviously about his own pleasure, but
ribbed for
two-way street pleasure. You gotta fucking tell him to wrap that shit up if you're worried about it. Like, if she, how long is she going where she's like, I'm pretty sure he shot a load? Oh, I don't know. And he says he doesn't. Then you do it the next time, and it's the same thing. How long is she doing this?
But if he's
so
not
pulling, showing.
If he's not pulling out, and spraying, like, where is she? Does she just think he doesn't come? It's like, yeah, I'm done now.
Yeah. Seems like the roles were reversed in this too. Like, isn't the girl usually like, oh yeah, coming me, and the guy's always like, no, I don't want to do the kid thing. Wrong on that?
Well, I mean,
maybe everybody wants your seed. What are you, Eric Nagel? Bring that condom home with you so they don't dump it back in.
Put it in your wallet as Jimmy leaves.
I can use this again. Yeah, this is still good.
Yeah, just rinse it out.
I actually do have one here, but I didn't. I'm not as organized as you.
Condom?
No. A post of someone saying, a girl wanted me to come inside her. So hold on. Yes, here's another one. So here's what Jimmy was talking about. My girlfriend wants me to come inside of her. What do I do?
Come inside of her.
There's only one answer. Yes.
A googe.
Yeah, but she didn't say where.
Vinny, you should have been a lawyer, Vinny. You should have been a lawyer. You should be doing contract law.
So you'd like my client to ejaculate inside of your person?
Inside of your body? Okay, we can do that. See, good advice from the chat. Get that bitch a Plan B pill. Now, you could have phrased it a little nicer, but we get the gist. See, that's a good plan. Articulate, sure. John coming her eye. See, we've got great. We've What a great crowd. We love you guys. We love you guys. Ordo Monstrum. She sounds like a born wrong and probably shouldn't be having sex. Wait a tick. Vinny, is that you taking advantage of a short bus gal? Again, Vinny?
Never.
Again. Let's jump to this one. So my girlfriend wants me to come inside of her. What do I do? So we're getting both sides of the coin here. We've been sexual for a couple of years now, but recently she asked me to come inside of her. And I don't know what to do. She started taking the depot shot a couple of weeks ago. What is that? Do we know what that is? The depot shot?
First time hearing of it.
Google that, Jimmy.
I don't know.
Depot shot.
Yeah.
Depot shot.
A couple weeks ago, but I don't know if I can be comfortable with the risk. This is guy stuff. Abortion is illegal in Oklahoma, and we're not ready to have kids of our own, but I don't want to make her upset. What should I do? Update. It seems everyone has reached the same consensus. I'm going to sit down and talk to her about it so we can work through it and keep my boundaries clear. Update two, we're both 19 in a healthy, committed relationship, but she's just as worried about getting a baby as I am. We've both been tested for STDs and have none. She's not trying to trap me and she's not pressuring me. We've decided to opt for another method alongside the shot. Okay. So we have both here. We have girls that don't want to come inside of them, girls that do want to come inside of them. I guess now, Jimmy, you're the only one that can answer this. Does it feel better when a guy comes inside of you? Like, does it add to the experience?
Sure does.
Okay, so there we go. So now we know. Now we know. Jimmy can't come unless there's come inside of him. I was
joking this whole time. I didn't realize that this was all real. Wow.
It's all real.
Wow, what do you know? Good for you, Jimbo. Good for you, Jimmy.
All right. So I don't know if we've confused the audience, but coming is like... good. Uh-oh. We losing you, Vinny? Uh-oh. Vinny down. Vinny down.
Sorry, guys. I accidentally opened a pro. Am I back?
Yeah. Vinny pizza.
Hi, guys.
There, Vinny's back. Now he's back.
You're good.
Here. Hello. Wow.
Vinny pizza.
Glad to be back. Sorry about that. You think that's what my wife sounds like, Cardiff?
No. I think that's what your pizza guy sounds like.
All right.
Are you back or are you on a delay? You seem like you're off a bit.
Hold on a second. I'll be
right. All right. You know what, Jimmy?
Yes.
Let's do everyone's favorite part of the show. So let's get to some super chats. Free to game. Thanks for the $5. Should I buy Nicolas Cage tokens? It's a new meme coin.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage.
Am I back now?
Yes.
You are back.
You are
back.
Okay, good. Sorry, guys.
Free to game wants to know if she should buy a new meme coin, Vinny. What do you think? I see a girl.
No, I don't think you'd want that in your portfolio.
Good. Are you a Bitcoin guy, Vinny? You got any cryptocurrency in the Paulino fortune?
Well, I do happen to have a creep off backed by which all of our subscribers pay in crypto.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Our good friend Dick Masterson is the founder of it, and it's pretty great. So, yeah, if you're into that and you want to support the creep off,
you can do that.
Go to Backed By and slap down a couple of simoleons, whatever it is, Ethereum, whatever the fuck they're working on, and support the show.
Cool story, bro. Yeah. Subreddit Surf. Subreddit Surfing is gifted a total of 10 Subreddit Surfing memberships. Thank you, Subreddit Surfing. You guys are pretty cool.
We are.
I'll show you how to do that later, too. Peg Leg Vet, thanks for the $1.99. Vinny, is that beard so the balls can swing freely?
I don't know what one has to do with the other.
And then somebody who has less than 24 hours left to apologize gave us a bunch of 99-cent super stickers. So thank you, Kinky Loco, and JT. Thank you for the 99-cent super sticker. We appreciate you, JT. But somebody else should apologize quickly.
You just got kinkied.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for
Kinky Loco, don't you dare do that again. If you give us a whole bunch of money again, The next time I see you and your fat face, I'm gonna probably do nothing, but I'm gonna threaten very often.
I'm gonna tell you to apologize to your face.
Yes.
In a forceful manner, and then let people buy me beers while I sit in the corner and think I'm cool.
Say no more. Thank you. The $5 Canadian. Cardiff, should I change my membership to Patreon instead of YouTube? I will, if that is better. As long as I can watch you when you guys are live, I will. This guy, enough of this guy. Can we just block this guy already? He is just messing with
sweetheart.
Us. No, he's the, I will be honest. You're asking about my channel, Say No More. Patreon is a little bit better because I can do audio stuff on there, but it's all garbage anyway. So whatever. Thank you. We appreciate your money. And Dennis Michaels, thanks for $2. Talking Potatoes. Oh, what a country. Let's get back to some advice, Vinny. Let's get back to some advice because these people need advice.
We didn't hit yet. Oh, okay. Thanks for $9.99. James Gartner, you are legally therapizing. Be careful, kids.
Oh, be careful.
Thanks for the tip. Free to game. Thanks for the $2. Abortion is illegal. Extreme stair surfing is legal.
Mm-hmm. 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 And again, the coat hangers. I think that's still the way to go in most cases.
Jumping jacks, kids. Jumping jacks. Pop Rocks and Coke works just as well.
No, what I do the Mentos. Have you just seen the Mentos and the Diet Coke thing? Have you seen the Mentos in the Diet Coke where you dump the Mentos?
Oh, I know what happens. Shoots that baby right out across the room.
Yeah, you just you drop the Mentos in and then shove that bottle right.
And what you do is you put it in there like you're putting it into a water cooler. And it works.
Yeah, you got to do that quick flip.
You have to do that quick flip.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. That bottle will eventually take off like a goddamn rocket, but right behind it in its wake, a foamy little bundle of joy. Ordo Monstrone, paid for in crypto, which Vinny hides in his mattress. Thanks for the
poor mattress. That poor, poor mattress.
I see shadows everywhere. Hello, Moonhead. Hi.
Vinny, can I ask you a question? Speaking of mattresses, how often do you and the missus go into Sleep Country and ask to buy a half a mattress?
You for real right now?
Yeah. I assume only your side gets worn out.
Never once, Cardiff.
There's no springs on the right side.
It's the box spring that I fuck up.
Okay, I'm sorry for being so mean, Vinny. I apologize.
No, you're not.
That's true.
You better say you're sorry.
I'll say sorry when Kinky Loco says sorry.
I don't think that should be conditional.
No, it is. It is.
I need some advice, everybody. Should I accept that, or should I tell Cardiff to go fuck himself?
You can do either. Doesn't matter.
All right. So,
Vinny.
Yeah.
I have one for you.
Please.
I found out my boyfriend is gay.
Uh-oh.
So pretty much I caught my boyfriend having sex with my best friend's boyfriend. When I told my best friend about the whole situation, she was speechless, and she said it was crazy. I'm now not sure what to do, and I don't know how I didn't see the signs earlier. The whole thing is awkward, so any advice would be appreciated. Thanks in advance.
Yeah. So, ladies, don't take your man on those double dates. That's the lesson there.
What are the chances, though, that two girls, two best friends, both end up with dudes that want to fuck each other? Or did one persuade the other? Like, was one like... One was gay and one was kind of like on the fence, and he just really, you know,
maybe they were swinging. Job.
Maybe they were both really bad at sex, and they were just like, I gotta get laid.
We gotta practice.
I don't know. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, what are the chances? Like, with your best friend, everybody, obviously. Every dude's gone and had sex with another dude. I mean, it happens. We get it.
Sometimes
we all do it
in the locker room, and you know, things happen.
Whatever. I mean, shit, that's all we were doing in Largo. It was just dude ass everywhere. What else are we going to do?
Yeah, there weren't hot girls walking everywhere in thongs on the beach.
But for someone, for your best friend's boyfriend to also want to throw down with your boyfriend, that's an interesting one. Have you ever had anyone in your life, any that you knew that was dating someone or married to someone? I mean, not counting Carl. Let's keep Carl out of it.
Why?
Other than Carl,
He tried to say Rhea Ripley wasn't hot today. So that's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. I have a cousin who came out maybe 2 years ago, and he's in his 40s. And everybody kind of was like, yeah, we know, but that he came out. I was like, okay, congratulations. But no, nobody that was like
a surprise.
Like, yeah, back in the day, they would have referred to my cousin as a confirmed bachelor.
Is that the, wasn't that Liberace? Liberace was the big bachelor.
I'm just looking for the right woman. I'm going to play the piano. Isn't it beautiful?
Well, here's another one.
Paul Lynn, Dwayne Christensen. Paul Lynn is the greatest. This dude I work with at the Carlson, we do Paul Lynde imitations all the time. We were watching, was it the match game one? Where the question was, what do you say? You say if a man falls overboard on a boat, they yell, man overboard. What do you yell if a woman falls overboard? And Paul Lynde's answer was, full speed ahead.
Oh, and he beat you to it, too. Wired Christian View.
There it is. It's the funniest shit in the world. That guy was hysterical.
I think JFK Headchunk has it. He was just looking for the right girl with a cock.
Yeah.
Little.
Do you know what? Did you ever see that movie that they made about Liberace with Matt Damon and Michael Douglas? And Michael Douglas was Liberace.
What was that?
And
Matt behind Damon the candelabra or something?
Yeah. And yeah, Matt Damon was like the dude that he like brought in and like made him fucking have sex with him for years and then made him have plastic surgery to make him look like Liberace.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird. That guy was really fucking crazy.
I have another one here, Vinny. Again.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I went through my brother's messages and found out he cheats on his wife with guys. And I don't know how to tell her.
Oh, well.
Why was your brother going through your messages, Vinny?
My brother.
My
one leg racist brother was going through my phone.
You can scroll with a stump. I don't know why he would be using his leg. So a few months ago, my brother gave me his
screen with a stump. Smashing on there.
So a few months ago, I gave my brother gave me his computer so I could fix it for him. Now his computer is hooked up to his phone. So while I was fixing it, a message popped up saying, "So how many cocks can you take?" So curiosity getting the best of me, I clicked on the message and read the whole conversation, talking about very lewd things and about a meetup for the weekend with a lot of other men.
Oh no!
That we're going to participate in various activities together. I couldn't believe that these were real because my brother is very homophobic. My brother went away for that weekend, and the whole time I was hanging out with my sister-in-law and nieces that weekend, all I could think about my brother taking a bunch of cocks. I really wish I didn't read those messages because now
that's
I know
the weekend the teddy bears had their picnic.
Now I know my brother cheats on. Now I know my brother cheats on his wife, but there's no way for me to explain how I know without revealing I went through his messages.
Let me ask you a question about Darren. How many cocks do you think he could take?
Yeah, you know, hello, sister-in-law.
You know what he says?
How do I go about telling her? So first of all, would you tell your sister-in-law if you saw that?
Would I tell my sister-in-law? Yeah. I would go to my brother and be like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to her. I would go to him.
Edit, me and my brother are not that close. I'm closer to my sister-in-law than him. The reason we aren't that close is because he has always made some sarcastic remarks.
You always stole my boyfriends.
Oh, get this. Here's the kicker. I just didn't see this at the end. So I'm closer to my sister-in-law than him. So this is a girl writing this. This is a woman writing this post. What kind of guy gives a girl his computer to fix? Come on, guys. That's guys. Yeah. Girls can't fix computers, right? Am I right?
They just cook and clean.
That's it.
She just downloaded it like fucking Norton on it, and now you'll never get it off.
The reason we're not, listen to this, the reason we're not that close is because he always made some sarcastic remark every time I see him because I'm a lesbian. So he's been gay shaming her entire life, and he's out there just taking cock every fucking weekend.
You're like cock or nothing, loser. That's what
he... just a self-hating gay. There's plenty of them out there.
No, Jesus. No, maybe that's it. Maybe he just thinks that anyone who doesn't take cock is lesser than. Must so be. Lesbians are persona non grata for him.
Hey, Cardiff, I have a super chat here of someone giving some advice.
I don't believe you.
It's Jimmy's neglected mother. Oh. And she gave us $10. Thanks, Jimmy's neglected mother. Hi, honey. Good to see you. We all love you.
Hi, Jimmy.
I got some advice for you. Don't hitch your wagon to a bum horse. I gave the best years of my life only for a loved one that never calls and steals my heart medicine and sells it on the streets for smack.
I still love it. I still love the irony of every time Jimmy's neglected mother super chats, we block Jimmy out. I love that. It's almost like we planned that.
It's almost.
So, Jim, what are you doing?
Can you get for heart medicine?
What?
How much can you get for heart medicine on the street? What's it worth?
Yeah.
Oh, heart medicine?
Yeah, your mom's heart medicine. When you sell it for smack, how much do you get?
I mean, I get like 2 bags. So, you know, 2 highs.
It works. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
She's still kicking. I mean, she checks in every week, so.
It's true.
And you know what? Honestly, they over-medicate.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest. She's old anyway.
But you got to keep her alive so we can keep getting the heart medicine.
That is true.
So you can only take like half the heart medicine. You know that, right?
Let's be honest. We only have to keep her alive on paper.
That's right. Yeah. I've been thinking about that.
Let's be honest. Vinny, you got an advice post you want to talk about?
Oh, sure do, buddy. Please. This one's fun. I, 16, found my underwear in my brother's 17-year-old room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is the right subreddit to post this on, but I'm going to post it anyway. So almost a year ago, one of my bras went missing. I didn't give it much thought and eventually forgot about it. Well, over the course of this year, another bra, 3 panties, a thong, and a bikini top have gone missing. I started to get worried someone had broken into our house. I forgot about my missing underwear for a couple of months, noting nothing else disappeared. That was until a few weeks ago when my mom mentioned to me that she couldn't find 2 of her bras. Fast forward to 2 days ago, I'm in my brother's room looking for batteries for my TV remote. He has this large cardboard box under his bed where he keeps random stuff, so I figured he could have some batteries in there. That's weird. I think maybe he could have batteries under the cardboard box under his bed. Weird.
You never know.
As you could probably guess, I did not find batteries, but instead I found a bunch of women's underwear. I immediately recognized my red bra that went missing almost a year ago, as well as my black bra that disappeared a few months ago. I didn't want to assume what my brother did with my underwear, but the questionable stains on my bras spoke for themselves.
Oh, no.
I was going to ask, so the chat's asking too, and I was thinking too, is he wearing it or is he?
My red bra was covered in stains both on the inside and outside of my cups.
Wow.
My other bra had some stains, but they weren't as bad as the red one. My panties didn't look stained, but my Calvin Klein thong had gone missing about 6 months ago. It was disgusting. It was crusty and smelled terrible. I also found my mom's 2 bras, a black one and a gray one. The black one had lots of stains on the inside or on the outside of the cups, and the gray one didn't look like it had any. I guess he hadn't gotten to that one yet. But what I found the most disgusting was my 9-year-old sister's trainer bra.
Aww.
He had the most stains out of anything in his box. The bra had a huge yellow stains on both sides of it. I'm not even lying. I almost puked. I could still see some white on the bra, but most of it was yellow from what I can only assume is my brother's discharge. Gah! I put the stuff back in the box and left his room fast. I haven't told anyone about this because I don't know how to approach it. My brother is 17, turning 18 this July, and I'm 16. What I'm asking is how I can tell my mom about this without affecting our relationship as a family.
No, I think you need to affect the relationship in the family.
Yeah.
You need, something needs to be, I don't want you sitting at Thanksgiving dinner with him, ma'am. Young lady. Ugh. That's
even gross. The 9-year-old. Oh my god.
Okay. This is a good piece of advice. I actually have a name. It says everyone is just saying tell your parents without realizing your question was not if you should tell them, but how. All right. You wait till everybody's sitting at dinner, and then you produce the box from under the table and dump it into the center of the table. Like that scene in Indiana Jones where they cut open the snake and all the baby snakes come out.
Mm.
You should just strew them across the table and then say, like, Josh, is there anything you'd like to tell us? That would be how I would advise her to do it. But this person says, tell your mom you need to talk to her in private about something very important and very uncomfortable. Tell her everything you wrote here. You might just even open this up on your phone and read what you already wrote aloud if you're too nervous. Make sure you communicate your worries regarding your little sister's safety. Do not tell your sister what happened to her training bra. Do not confront your brother. Those are both jobs to be handled by your parents. Okay. See, I could go with all of that.
Yeah. See, our chat at least knows the right answer, the right thing to do.
What is that?
You steal your friend's mom's bra.
Yeah.
Now that's fine. Have at it. Jerk off with your friend's mom's bras all hey, you want.
If they put it out on the line, it's up for grabs.
Yep.
If it's in the dryer at the laundromat, go right ahead and just open it up. Just press start when you're done after. You know, just close it back up and press start for them again, too. But yeah, so, I stole my friend's bra once and had to return it to her after my mom found it. It had questionable stains, too.
73 Caddy Daddy 93. Jesus, God.
Good for you.
I had to confront a guy once. I was dating this girl named Renee, and she lived in an apartment complex that had a washer and dryer. And she said she had, like, things missing. And so she was at work, and she said, could you do me a favor and just, like, do my laundry for me and just, like, go check it out? Mm-hmm. So long story short, I didn't stay there and keep an eye on her fucking laundry because I don't care. I threw it in, went to her apartment, ate food, and watched TV, and then went back and checked on it, like, every 45 minutes. When I came back, there was an older gentleman there who had, like, had the thing open. And I said, that's not yours. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're right. And he closed it and walked away very quickly.
Whoopsie-daisy.
That's just retarded. What's the point after it's been cleaned?
That's right. Always got to go for the dirty stuff.
You got to get the dirty stuff, Vinny. Good point. You want to hear about some dirty stuff, Vinny?
This is another
disgusting one. I don't know how many more of these I can take. But, again, the title won me over with this one.
Brothers are gross is the story of tonight's show, theme.
No, sometimes stepdads are gross too. My stepdad put a camera in my room, and my mom is perfectly okay with it.
Come again?
I'm a 15-year-old, and my stepdad is openly perverted towards girls my age, which unfortunately includes me. I came home. Remember the subreddit surfing live show? We had that one video of the guy in the Walmart who was commenting on, like, the 15-year-old girl's nice ass, and his girlfriend or wife was there, like, she was like, there's nothing wrong with it. He was complimenting you. Like, there's some definitely what's the word I'm looking for? Women who will let things go. Let some things go. They'll justify some actions.
Women who just let some shit slide.
Yeah.
They weren't the cleanest looking couple, by the way.
No, they weren't. I think there was some meth involved. I came home from
school. Be complimented you. Be thankful and get over it. That was great.
I came home from school today to change out of my school clothes and take my bra off. And as I was getting dressed, I saw a video camera had been mounted to the wall facing me. So he actually, like, he didn't even hide it. It's like he just installed a system. I went straight to my mom and told her, and she said that my stepdad had installed it for safety reasons and that I shouldn't worry about it and that he isn't going to look at the camera footage unless something bad happens.
Right, right.
I tried telling her that it's illegal and he has a recording of me undressing, and she got angry at me for accusing him of having bad intentions. From my prior experience with telling people at school,
my audio is fucked up.
You just fucked up now.
Is it good now or is it terrible?
No, it's It's terrible now. You were
it's
fine just, before.
It's a little low.
You were a little low before, but you were fine.
I thought you saw the chat from Annie. Sorry.
Test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3. Oh, Vinny's gone.
Vinny's all mad right. at me now.
Probably. You're the audio guy, Jimmy.
Thanks a lot, Annie. It's all your fault.
Am I better now?
Yeah, you're better.
Yes.
Yeah. I, from my prior experience of telling people at school about the times he creeped on me, I know it's not going to help if I reported this to the school, and I'm scared to go to the cops since I had a bad experience with the police when I was younger. How can I handle this since I don't know what else to do? And I'll be in serious trouble if I break the camera. So I feel like I'm out of options. Can you imagine your creepy fucking stepdad puts a camera in your room? Ugh. So again,
hey,
the first.
What's your mother doing? Why would your mother?
It's just for security. It's just for security. I mean, I get it. We live in a world where we're putting cameras everywhere now, but.
Not in bedrooms.
Not in bedrooms. No, come on.
No, you hang something over it. Just put something over it. To fuck that.
Spray paint. Do like the.
Do like NWO. The,
yeah, but it almost makes you think if he's got one like out in the open like that, how many has he hidden in there? Like how many holes and walls have been drilled into that room? Fuck.
Okay, here's what you do. Bathroom. Little lesson. Bring like a dry erase marker, any mirrors drawn, and if you see two lines where you drew your line, it's double-sided glass. Just a piece of advice.
Interesting. Vinny knows. Vinny's been caught before. that's how they caught Vinny. It's like, why is she drawing on the mirror with a marker? Oh, shit. Hold on.
We missed my absolute favorite comment of the night. Mick Kraut. Wait, Liberace was gay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was, allegedly. He was, allegedly. Waver, hi, Cardiff. Could you reread the girl story again in a lower register and a bit slower, please? No, I can't. And again, 73 Caddy coming and changing the bathroom, but I got to kind of have a feeling that's not going to be safe either. Like, this poor girl.
To have sex with her friends and practice kissing.
This poor girl is... She's got to go. And the first, the top response here is, no, you got to call the sexual abuse hotline. This is not good. Get this fucking guy out of your life and get this guy out of your mother's life. And your mom, he's a piece of shit. And your mom also appears to be a piece of shit.
Mm. Yeah, your family's garbage.
Yes.
And you should probably get out of there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you're in Rochester, I'll buy you a beer.
When you're legal. When you're legal.
Of course, when you're legal. 18.
You got one, Vinny?
Cardiff, I do, pal.
Please.
My sister, this is a little more tame, folks. This one's a little more tame. Let's have a little palate cleanse after the last fucking cum fest that we just...
Yeah. I think we got to back off a little bit.
My sister...
Jimmy's getting too excited.
I know, we got... Freaking Jimmy's over there having to mute his mic because all we hear is my sister 28 female says I 24 female owe her a wedding gift and now is not speaking to me. My sister and I are often at odds. Right now we're not on speaking terms. I had just lost my job in September, but I was her maid of honor and took that seriously. I planned her bridal shower, helped set up, host, and paid for the majority of it. My sister had a very extravagant wedding in Cancun this past December. I paid over $3,500 in order to attend. The resort those invited were required to stay at. The cost does not include hair, makeup, bridesmaid dress, etc. So we're talking this girl, I'm guessing, spent $5,000 for her sister's wedding. Well, this all happened last year. Though I was on a tight budget, I was able to make it all happen and be there for her. Well, now she says I owe her a wedding gift and I'm selfish and a bad sister for not gifting her a Roomba or a new Dutch oven she wanted. I'll give her a Dutch oven. Oh, you want a Dutch oven, honey? Come on over. I explained to her several times I didn't have that in my budget. Again, as I had lost my job, I had paid nearly $5,000 over the course of her wedding planning. Now she says she can't rely on me to stand on my word and be a good sister and refuses to talk to me. My parents are on her side and say I owe her a gift, and I'm unable to care about anyone but myself. Do I owe her the gift, or am I the asshole? Wrong subreddit, honey. Wrong subreddit. Mm-hmm. But she needed to add, this all came about as well when I was watching her dog this past week, and I jokingly asked for a chocolate croissant in exchange for watching her dog for a week and a half. That's when she blew up and said, I can never do anything for anyone. Expect things in return for simple favors. I am part of the problem. Not sure.
Cunt?
For additional context, she is refusing to attend family events if those who did not attend her wedding, many could not afford to go, and she's been reaching out to and bashing family members on our side who did go but did not give her a gift or additional honeymoon funds. Okay, so here's what happened. Everybody realized this is bullshit that she did a destination wedding, and they all broke the fucking bank to go to this thing, and she wants to be showered with more money, and she wasn't. So she's all fucking pissy about it.
Yeah, the destination wedding, that's a scam. That is a scam, because that's the bride and groom are taking the easy way out, I think, in most cases. We're just going to go somewhere. We're going to go to a resort to get the whole package for us. As long as we get 100 people showing up, they're giving us the venue for free. Like, you get a lot of, I think the bride and groom get the best out of that.
Definitely.
And they get their honeymoon kind of covered. And they probably get the room free as long as they bring enough people. So
there's one more point here, by the way. Her husband comes from an extremely well-off family, and this wedding cost $150,000.
Holy shit.
Our family are all working-class first-generation immigrants.
Are they legal, Vinny?
Fuck if I know, pal.
I need to know. Yeah, that's... I mean, shit. I think it's a cop. The destination weddings are great, but you can't expect people, A, to come. You can't be pissed at somebody for not coming to a destination wedding. You can't be pissed if you're not shelling out the $3,000 just to go out there and, yay, you're getting married. Like, I want to choose my vacations. I don't want to have you choose my vacations for me. But yeah, sounds like a bit of a entitled cunt, I believe.
I hate all of this. I hate everything about it. The a Cancun wedding. If I got to get on an airplane to go to your wedding, like, whatever. I mean, I'll send a gift. I'm not fucking getting on an airplane for anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've never. If somebody came to me and said, "Come to my wedding and I'm paying," all right, maybe I'm in.
Sure.
I mean, I'll take the free vacation. But Vinny, I have a question. It's timely that you bring this up. You're an Italian gentleman.
What are you trying to say?
You go to a wedding, you don't buy a gift, right? You got an envelope, right?
Always envelope, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got invited to a wedding. I got to go in the next few weeks. What's the going? I haven't been to one in a while, but what's the going rate these days? What are you throwing in that card?
Well,
$2, Jimmy, you
cost. 200.
The last wedding I went to, I think I did 250
each. Like, you 250 for you, 250 for your wife, or 250 for the couple?
It was 250 for the couple. I did.
Okay.
But it wasn't like a super, super fancy affair.
Was that a VFW?
No, it was at like a little, it was like in a little fucking, not a hall, but like an event space.
Okay. Okay. But Jimmy, you're saying $200 each?
No, just, I mean, I'm broke, so 200 for the, you know, for them both.
But like, if it's in a really nice place, you got to up it.
Yeah, if it's fancy,
like if you're going to a real fancy hotel or something like that, you know, and mm-hmm. then people are putting some money into the wedding, it's good. You know, you could go, Shane M198 says 200 to 500 is probably about right. I could see shelling down 500 depending on who it is and how nice of a joint it is.
Now, are these Minnesota dollars we're talking?
American, Cardiff. American money.
American Minnesota dollars. Okay, just checking. Just checking.
I don't know if I've ever put down 500, though. I could see myself doing it at this point in my life. I don't think I've ever.
If it was your, you know, your close relative, Very close. Your best friend. Your best friend.
Oh, my best friend, of course.
You're throwing 500. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but I know him pretty well, and his wedding will be at a Denny's. I'd still give him the 500.
Why is the Wired Christian like three steps ahead of you this entire fucking show?
Fuck.
What the hell?
You got my fucking braid, Dwired.
Or are you stealing from the chat again?
Not stealing from the chat.
But you know whose wedding we're not going to have to worry about how much we're putting in the envelope, Vinny?
Stuttering John's?
No, this next advice person. My fiance called me mid. 6 out of 10. I don't know how I feel about this. Kind of hurt my feelings.
You said yes, you four.
And he started listing female celebrities that are tens. How should I respond or act about this? Very upset. I think you got to be married at least 10 to 15 years before your husband starts insulting you like this. Don't you think, Vinny? Isn't that the minimum? I don't think you could do this with your fiance.
I wouldn't dream of fucking calling my wife mid.
Oh, the shot in the face that you would get.
Oh, fucking poison me, dude. She wouldn't say a word. She'd be like, oh, yeah. How them peas taste, Vinny? She'd talk all Alabama again. And I know I'm fucked.
Vinny, here's one I think we could use your advice on. A non-white family moved into my building. And my family is...
Whoa.
Jimmy.
Whoa. My advice is treat them very nicely and with respect like they were any other one of your neighbors. I don't even need to hear the question, but go ahead for curiosity's sake.
Hunter Duke, yes. Mrs. Duke should whip your hide for that if you ever said anything like that. And Mrs. Duke, you call me if Hunter Duke ever insults you. I'll take care of him. I know where you live, Hunter Duke. I know where you live. So a non-white family moved into my building, and my family is what you would call white enthusiasts. White enthusiasts. Not in the sense of fascism or anything, but they believe good can only be found in other whites. Not all whites are good. White trash. But you're not going to find gold in black. That's the kind of philosophy. So listen to this description. Like, you,
wow.
So a family, which I guess is Asian or North African, not that dark, recently moved right in front of us. My family does not engage. They don't say hi to them, and they avoid and ignore their presence. They spoke about the situation with concern, how this family has taken an apartment that wasn't built or intended for them, the list of issues they might cause to the building, and the usual anti-immigration talk. Are they worried about the plumbing? Like, what are they worried about? What? So now the other day, one of the children...
I'm not even going down the road about what they could be worried about. I'm guessing smells, crime.
Parties.
Now the other day, one of...
Stereotypical, untrue things.
Asian or North Africans. Those... Dastardly Asians or North Africans again.
I'm pretty sure them Asians are studying to be doctors in there.
How dare they? Now, the other day, one of the children of such family approached me, and I spontaneously engaged with him. My parents gave me a look and told me once inside to not give confidence to these people. Thing is, it wasn't the first time I did. I spoke with the father, which was looking for the number of the building manager. My problem is, I guess this family is going to try making contact with my family since I gave them a good impression. So this person is perplexed because, oh no, I was nice to them accidentally, and now they're going to talk to my family. I hope they don't tell them what I've done.
If your question is, how do you rectify you being nice to them and them possibly speaking kindly to you again in the future, or speaking to anyone in your family and your family being upset, my advice to you is fuck right off. Just fuck you. Why would you write this, you asshole?
Well, here we're going to find out, because what kind of excuse could I use for justifying my interactions with them? It would be weird if I just stopped saying hi all of a sudden.
A human being asked you a question.
Hold on. How do you even not say hi to someone when they talk to you? My mother thinks this is what the problem is. My mother thinks they're going to start ringing the bell and asking for free food because of my behavior. I'm getting tired of all of the other issues that I might be causing, and I don't know what to say. Can you imagine? Like, can you imagine that, like, this is, there's in 2024, there's people growing up like this still.
Jam Flow Man, white enthusiast is like the right wing equivalent of MAPS. Cleaning up the language does nothing. Correct. Oh, our new neighbors are here. Holy fuck.
Jesus Christ. White enthusiast. That line got me.
Who flung poop?
I don't, Vinny, now I don't know if you realize this, but I don't think you're helping.
There's something wrong here.
I don't think you're helping the situation in any way. But this post has been locked. This post has been locked. It's not, there's no more happenings here, but yeah. She's worried they're going to come asking for free food.
I mean, I thought it was normal for neighbors to come over for a cup of sugar or something, right?
My good white Christian neighbors are welcome to all the sugar they would like.
Excuse me. What color is the sugar?
What?
If the sugar doesn't match you, then it's not for you. And actually, it's a misnomer. We're not white.
We don't got no brown sugar here.
We're actually beige, Vinny. We're actually beige, not white.
What are you, a Puerto Rican Danish? Get out of here.
Oh, don't get me started on Puerto Ricans.
I'm not going to.
Go I got a beef with Puerto Ricans. The Puerto Rican community in Largo, I got a beef with. Why? So don't even get me started. Don't ask me what happened. Don't you dare. Don't ask me.
You're being weird, dude.
Don't ask me.
You're being weird.
I was actually very excited, Vinny. Thanks for asking. I was very excited to go to the big local, highly rated Largo Puerto Rican restaurant.
Ah.
All excited. The menu was delicious. I was going to get some stuffed plantains, some fried pork and rice and beans. It was going to be great. Sat down. We ordered. The waitress didn't speak English, so we tried to point to things on the menu. We ordered. We ordered drinks.
Sure, that wasn't obnoxious at all.
No. About 45 minutes.
One of these here, eh?
No, I'm American. We say, hey, give me one of these.
Oh, sorry. My fault.
45 minutes. We're sitting at the table for 45 minutes. I start looking around, and I'm like, nobody has food. Like, and all these tables, these people were here before us. And so 45 minutes in, the waitress comes up to us. Excuse me. I hope you're okay. The food's going to be about an hour. I'm like, she goes, you're okay to wait, right? I'm like,
No,
I'm not okay to wait. I ordered fucking empanadas and fried plantains, for Christ's sake.
We'll just charge you for the waters.
were you the only white people in there or something?
Yes.
Aha. Yes.
Cardiff, are you a white guy?
I'm a potato. I'm a tater.
Cardiff. What is your ethnicity?
Idahoan.
I thought you were from Minnesota.
Yeah, Idahoan. Minnesotan.
I'm just wondering. You seem to have a lot of strong feelings about Puerto Rican people.
Yes. Hmm. I'm closer to Italians than I am Puerto Ricans. I'll just say that.
Hmm.
But then she said, well, no, I'm not okay with that. Give me the bill for the drinks and we're leaving. And she's like, oh, but the food's ready. And I said, so bring it out. And she said, well, no, it's not. There's tickets ahead of you. I still don't know. This was 3 days ago. I'm still traumatized by it. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know why I didn't. I'm still waiting for the food. I'm at the restaurant now waiting for my food.
You set up a green screen.
I think the problem was all the people that worked in the restaurant were Puerto Rican. I don't know for sure. But
Jesus Christ.
They were all stuttering job, but no, I'm still upset that I didn't get my nice Puerto Rican meal. But on the bright side, Vinny. Thanks, JT. You might be right.
Anthony.
On the bright side, Vinny, I had what might be the best Philly cheesesteak of my life in Largo. So really? Check out Largo Subs if you're in the area. It's a great
I'll Philly cheesesteak. I'll tell you steak. What. I went to the other night, our last night in town. I think it was a Saturday night. We all came back from the beach, and everybody was at the house. You were coming over. Was over.
You left the beach. You were tired of people trying to push you back in.
Yeah, the kid. I fell asleep. Kids were throwing wet towels on me.
Got it. Yeah.
And then they tried to drag me back in. I had to claw to stop. I got all sorts of seaweed in my fingernails. It's fucking gross. But we got back there, and I found this place. It was like a 4.8 star, all you could eat sushi place. And I'm in on this. I'm like, Rocco, Dr. Steve, Chris, Carl, we should all go check this place out. And they were like, no, we're going to order a pizza. And normally I would have stayed, but I was not going for it. So Rocco, Dr. Steve, and I went out and had an amazing dinner. Some of the best sushi I've ever had in my fucking life. So
in Largo, Florida, it seems like it's a culinary capital of Florida. Was it Gulf sushi? Was it like one of those iPad sushi places? Have you been to those?
I've been to ones where they have conveyor belts. I've been to ones where it wasn't iPad. Like they had servers and they had a giant menu and it included appetizers, desserts, everything's included. And you just tell them what you want and they bring it out. It's awesome.
I like the conveyor belt one. I've been to one of those too, where you just kind of grab what you want as it's coming out.
You know what would happen if you and I walked into a conveyor belt sushi place? They'd try to lock the doors before we got in.
I think so, Vinny. Let's do it.
I want to do it. I want to do it now. I want to go do that with you now, buddy.
Let's next week on Subreddit Surfing, Vinny and Cardiff bankrupt the sushi restaurant.
We're going to put them down for the count, baby. 1, 2, 3. We're going to kill them all. All right. Keep going. What else we got?
I got a little more racism for you, and then we'll move on to something else. A friend of mine got a swastika tattoo. We both are 15 and
forced to get it in jail, or was it a?
It seems like he chose. He's 15.
Choice.
And we play soccer together. He got a swastika tattoo. I don't know where he got it from. I assume prison. It's on his shoulder, so people don't know yet. His parents also don't know. Should I tell anyone? What would a 15-year-old Vinny do if his next door neighbor showed up with a swastika tattoo?
I would say, what the fuck is wrong with you? But I mean, I wouldn't tell it. Well, actually, yeah, I probably would. I'd be like, you see this fucking asshole? I would shame him at every opportunity if he was the actual friend.
But wasn't the swastika originally a sign of peace and stuff before
that? It's a sign of something else. Yeah, it's not that now.
Maybe it's that reverse. Isn't there that reverse one that the Tibetans use?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just like, I got it on opposite day. You get it?
Maybe he gave it to himself. Maybe he was doing it in a mirror. He thought he was doing the right way. Who knows? But yeah, 15. I just thought of our episode from last week, the bad tattoos, and I'm surprised we didn't see any swastika. Or did we?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
You got one, Vinny? Probably don't tell anybody. Let him fucking live his life. It's none of your fucking business. But I would think about that person completely differently. I mean, listen, it's a fucking shitty thing to get. Like, it really is. It's not cool in any way. So I don't fucking know.
I mean, you're really...
Says, four Bens represent the four noble truths. That's great.
Thank you, DeWired Christian.
That's good. I'm glad.
I think.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that information.
I don't know either.
I guess it's okay then. I'm going to go get one. Let's call Lockie.
So I guess you could just turn it into a square with a cross in the middle. If you see anybody with a square tattoo with a cross, that was once a swastika. You're not fooling us.
It's a good point.
Enough of this stuff, Vinny. Let's get to something. Let's get to something funny and hilarious.
Raggedy Man for $2 says at least it wasn't a Tukey tattoo.
Good. That's a very good point, Raggedy.
I have a funny Tukey story. Tukey was in the room next to me at the Airbnb, and I walked into his room and we were talking, and I looked over at the closet and the puppet. He had it just hanging in the closet, and it has two arms that were just dangling down. It looked like David Carradine. It was the creepiest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Was he jacking it?
Yeah, the thing was just fucking, there was cum dribbling down. It was terrible. There was a puddle on the floor. Carl was in there, and Rocco's going, I got to tell you guys, I'm freaking out, man, because like I'm trying to take very good care of this thing, because every now and again, whenever I find a green piece of fuzz, I'm like, my livelihood in the house. Well, and I said, that's exactly how Carl feels every time he sees a new lump on John's neck. Oh, no, my livelihood, it's gone.
He's going to die. Well, he says he was trying to take care of it, but I was sitting beside him at the table when we were on WATP, and he was smashing Tukey into the table, and I was just watching green pieces of thread just flying in the air. I'm like, stop it.
You're killing him.
I have to ask, why are there so many dudes in Tukey's bedroom? What was going on in Tukey's room in Largo, Florida? Anyway, don't answer, buddy. We don't want to know. But let's get back to some fun. Let's have some. We like to have fun on this show.
Jake the Snake treated his snakes better than Rocco cares for Tukey.
Poor Damien.
I'll tell you what. I guarantee you Rocco would pull Tukey out of the strip club. Koof, thanks for the $2. Thank you for not caning yourselves.
Thank you. Thank you, Koof. Poor Damien. Poor Damien 1, 2. Poor Damien 3. Poor Damien 4. And poor Damien 5.
Yeah.
But again, let's get back to some laughs, Vinny. We need to have laughs. Laughs on this show.
Okay.
My boyfriend wants me to throw away.
It's about time we got to those.
It is about time. My boyfriend wants me to throw away memorabilia. What would you do if your wife wanted you to throw away memorabilia, Vinny?
Divorce.
Okay, let me finish. Maybe I should finish the title. My boyfriend wants me to throw memorabilia from my miscarriage.
I would never throw out my miscarriage memorabilia.
Just keep it up on the mantle.
Yeah, I have one. I have a fetus nailed to the wall over here, actually.
Now, I get we're dealing with a grieving woman who's lost a child or whatever stage of the pregnancy. I get it's insensitive. It's a terrible thing that's happened. My heart goes out to any woman who's lost a child at any stage. Again, unless you chose, whatever. Women could choose, right, Vinny? We're letting them choose these days.
No, we're not. No,
oh, no, no we're not. No. Oh, okay.
Trump. The law says no.
Okay.
Of course. But
calling it memorabilia, I believe, just like we were talking on Bedavlin Live last week, you know, with the, it's like the 9/11 gift shop selling trinkets, right? Like it's not really something you want to have memorabilia.
Never forget. Get your mini Twin Towers here. Never forget.
It was the America cheese plate with all the attack locations, I think, that really set people off. But
get a box of frozen freedom fries. Never forget.
Never forget. So I had a miscarriage in early 2021 and met my boyfriend way later that year. While I was at the hospital, they gave me a blanket and a teddy bear to hold memories. Then about a year later, I was in a different position and moved in across the country with my boyfriend, and I thought it would be nice to have those things with me. A few months after being together, he found these things that I had put in a special place for me. Though I have told him previously about the events that took place, when he found it, he told me to throw the blanket and things away, as it would basically mean to him that I was still in love with my ex, because that's who I had the miscarriage with.
What?
I don't know what to. I mean, I started off just on the title, thinking she was saving clumps of cells in a jar somewhere, but. It's really turning on the guy pretty quickly here.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I want to remember my son in a positive way, but with him breathing down my neck about it, how this is about me and my ex's relationship, I just can't help but feel negative.
Ugh. Ugh. It's not like it's a dog that you adopted with your ex that you kept into your next relationship. It's not something you have to keep around. Like, I understand that maybe you have 50% ownership of the whatever, but, you know, so, maybe see if the other person wants it. If they don't, bury it. I don't know if it means that much to you.
I think you're onto something, Vinny. You cut it in half. You cut it in half. You're only keeping the half that was yours, that was meant something to you.
Space. That's right.
Here's
how they cut a baby in half. Like, if you were King Solomon, I always wondered, were they going to cut that baby in half lengthwise or like top bottom?
I think just by weight. It would be like at the butcher shop, you know, they're putting it on the scale. You got to make sure you have the right, you weigh the whole baby, right? And then you just start cutting up pieces until you get half. You know, if the baby's 13 pounds,
keep
chopping off parts till you get to 6.5. I mean, it's simple.
No, man. I go samurai sword and then like right down the middle, and then the baby goes just splits it out.
Vinny, I'm sorry. I've seen your samurai skills. You're not that accurate. You're horrible.
Oh, it'd be a mess.
I was watching you cut up cheese at the Airbnb. You're not the most elegant.
You watch me cut cheese?
I was listening to you cut the cheese.
So funny.
Hacka, oh, I'm hacka. The best. Hacka, hacka, indeed.
Hey, do me a favor. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe to Subreddit Surfing. I think we got time for a couple more of these, Cardiff. What do you got?
I think we do. This was a fun one because this is a fun, quick one because, and I've experienced this. This has happened with me and a really good friend of mine, probably one of my best friends. I signed an NDA at work. And my girlfriend is upset that I won't tell her what it was about. Long story short, I was involved in an event with a public figure that required me to sign an NDA. I told my girlfriend about this and have not disclosed any tidbit of the info to her, but she feels betrayed and that I didn't trust her and that I would indulge. I just worried if, God forbid, something happens and we break up, she'll spread this info or it might slip out one day that with her roommate.
My ex-boyfriend, he's a piece of shit. He cheated on me. He got shot by Alec Baldwin, and I'm not supposed to tell anybody.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine. I have a friend of mine who was doing, who had to do some work at Facebook, and it's he was a contractor. If I could explain to you what he does for a living, it has nothing to do with anything that Facebook would be doing that I can think of. And he signed an NDA to do this job, and he would not tell me anything. And to this day, it still drives me nuts because I want to know what he was doing at Facebook.
He was helping read everybody's emails. Okay. Say no more. Don't say this. Third super chat tonight. Real disdain towards me. I am out. That is not true. Not real disdain towards you. No. Cardiff's an idiot. Ignore him.
I just have trouble trusting people who are too nice to me. I'm not used to it in this world. I'm really not. But yeah, that was just a quick one I wanted to throw out there. Okay. Here is shit. Okay, hold on. It's coming. Where is it?
Freak out. Where'd it go?
I did lose it. Shit. No, 7-year-old. Here it is. Girl offered to give me a blowjob for a ride. I said no.
We want a cookie.
Oh, somebody has morals.
I mean, have you seen the price of gas?
That's one way to come out of the closet, huh? Huh?
I'll try and keep this short. This girl and her friends really needed a ride somewhere, and she called me up around 1 a.m. Must be. I'm too busy stroking my green felt. So she called me up at 1 a.m. asking me for a ride. This is the second time she's done this. The last time I said yes, but this time I told her that I was too tired to drive. She started asking me what I want in life, and I just said sleep. She started asking me what I really want, and then she just said that she would suck my dick if I gave her a ride. I was kind of in shock, and after a solid 5 seconds of silence, I hung up. We're in high school, and I have no sexual experience. She texted me later apologizing and saying that it was her friend, and I just said, no problem. Vinny, have you ever in your life turned down a blowjob?
Yes. Yes.
Why? What was wrong with his dick?
He was uncircumcised. That's gross. No, I'm married. So I say no, thank you.
Well, I meant, you know, obviously you wouldn't cheat on your wife, Vinny. You're a man of standards and morals and values.
Oh, but before
wink,
then, no.
Wink.
Before then, no.
Okay.
Before then, absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, that's really, I don't know. That's weird. They're in high school, and he was all scared of, he was all scared of girls is what it sounds like.
It sounds like this next guy in this next post.
I want to keep my virtue.
Maybe she's only 17. Maybe she's like the class slut or something, you know?
That's the best person to get the peaches from, Jimmy. Come on.
That's what you can get in high school.
You ever had a BJ from the quiet shy girl? She doesn't know what to do. She's
tastes like a fucking cheese grater the side of your dick with her braces. Come on.
I think maybe this guy has posted again. I should check the names. But this next post, I shook hands after sex, and I gave him a thumbs up.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you. I got to go.
I'm a really awkward person, but is this normal? This guy came over. We hooked up twice. And after having sex, he took a nap in my bed, and I went into the other room. But once he woke up, he got up to leave. And before he left, I gave him a thumbs up. And he stuck out his hand, and I took it and then shook my hand, patted my head. I was confused, and I gave him another thumbs up as he left. This was done in complete silence. I can't stop cringing every time I think about this moment. Maybe
you
this
like is patting her on the head. He was trying to push her down again, and she just wasn't good for it.
Also need to add that neither of us came. After I started asking about his trip to Mexico during reading week, which made him soft, and he decided to sleep instead. She's asking about his trip to Mexico while he's inside of her, and he
loses. Find any nice restaurants? Oh.
Well, there's this Puerto Rican place in Largo. Let me tell you about that.
Oh, where the beach is nice.
Oh,
terrible.
I've got a few more here.
The only thing worse you could do after that is like finger guns. Thanks.
Good game.
Nice job. High fives. High fives. How about a high five?
Right. After,
fuck. Where was this? Where did this one go? Okay. We did a BJ. Vinny, do better. I, 19M, threw up on her, 18F, after we had sex. Last night, I lost my virginity to my best friend's sister.
It's Stan and Wendy.
My friend and I were together while she was... My friend and I were together drinking while she was just watching us from the couch. She's much more sensible than either of us, not touching any alcohol. For me, it was my first time drinking in last night. And then last night, I'm never drinking again. This morning, I woke up to find myself in bed with her, both of us completely naked. She said we had sex, and I threw up on her after the act. We're going on our first
she has a beard like mine.
We're going on our first date tomorrow, but I feel like I still feel bad about vomiting on her. What can I do to make it up to her?
Towel?
Maybe that's a good one. I once watched Vinny. I don't know if I've ever told this story. Well, as a child, I went to the zoo and I was so excited to watch two monkeys have sex. But one of the monkeys threw up the greenest vomit I've ever seen in my life while they were, I assume it was a woman monkey.
Uh-huh.
The female monkey started vomiting. That's all. There's no punchline. I just needed to tell that story.
You know, you're a deeply troubled sexual individual. You know that? Sex doll thing, that. Like, there's something going on with you.
Are we doing sex dolls next week? Sex dolls too?
No. Unless you could get that guy back to find out if he ever sold that doll that I'm in. I would find out if anybody ever bought that thing.
No, he sold it.
How do you know? Did you bought it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I got a good deal.
How is she?
Amazing.
Do you keep her on top of your router too?
Yes. Gotta keep that Wi-Fi. Gotta keep the Wi-Fi on low bandwidth. Okay, Vinny, I got one more.
All right. Go on.
Again, the title... We're going back to an area we shouldn't probably go back to, but we're going back.
Uh-oh.
My mom won't let me, female 16, shower by myself.
Oh, man. School must have been complaining.
I don't know what to do for most of my life.
Your daughter's animals are following your daughter into the school and sniffing at her because she doesn't clean herself properly. You need to make sure your child bathes.
For most of my life, I was never allowed to shower by myself. Only a couple times a year. It's like, what's your birthday? Happy birthday.
That's not showering with you.
And if then I was not allowed to wash my hair by myself. The other times my mom has to do it. My mom has to come into the bathroom with me and do it. I was never allowed to put the shampoo in my hair, dry my hair. Only my mom has to do it. My mom has to see me naked every day, and I'm nearly 17.
It was okay when I was younger,
but I'm literally about to turn into an adult. As days come, I feel disgusted more and more. I feel that I have no privacy. You think? As I got used to it, but I did get used to it, and I became desensitized to it. But now I'm starting to be aware of how weird it is. I tried asking her before, but she says no, and I'm too scared to ask her again because I feel like she's going to yell at me. I need help on what I can do. She does this to my 12-year-old brother too. I just feel so gross. Okay, well, why am I not allowed?
What? You need to go to the police. You need to go to the police. Have your mother arrested. I'm not even fucking kidding. Your mom's got something fucking wrong with her. She's going in there. This is not normal behavior. And if you talk to her and she still insists on doing it, you go to the cops. Say, listen, I'm not going to be fucking whatever your hang up is, woman. You're not fucking, shit isn't going on. You stand up to your mother.
Is there a chance the mother thinks she's like protecting her from something? Was there?
Maybe mom had a bad experience showering when she was younger. I don't know.
She almost died in a shower once, and she's like, it's fucking weird, man. And with the brother, too, like, ugh.
I mean, she's not touching him sexually. So
there's something wrong here. She shouldn't be in there with the child. Like, these are kids, and then this one's growing up. That's weird. It's grooming.
Oh, no. Where was I? Am I just overreacting this for context? Ah, okay. Never mind. For context, I live in an Asian household. Okay. They live across the street from the white enthusiasts.
Never mind.
They're very concerned about saving water. Right. They shower. Yeah, they shower together. I got it. Okay. I don't know if it's for culture or whatnot, but it's still weird. I know other kids in my school do not have to deal with this. Now, that's a weird... That's a weird thing that she put in there. I don't know if it's culture or whatnot. Usually if it's your culture, you would know it's culture, right?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like if my neighbors were showering together and maybe it's their culture. I don't like, but if it's you, I think you would know what your culture is. I would assume. That's just a weird one, but I have no advice for you, but I do have advice for this one.
My advice is tell her to stop it. And if she doesn't stop it, call the police. Put a bunch of CP on her heart on her computer and have her taken away. That's my advice.
She's probably like, those two times a year I get to shower by myself. I can never get my hair as silky smooth as mom. It's worth it.
I like the way mom does to condition her better.
Vinny, one last one. I believe this was posted just this past weekend from an unknown Airbnb in Largo, Florida. A friend masturbated next to me while he thought I was asleep.
Producer Chris?
My friend and I are on a trip together. We're both sharing a bed. We're both males. I was asleep and I wake up to the bed shaking and loud breathing.
Oh, God.
I look over and bam, he's beating his meat. I feel like dropping him and leaving him in the past after this. He's been getting on my nerves a lot lately, but this is the final straw.
Now you got good reason.
At least he didn't pee on your suitcase.
At least he didn't do that. I mean, you're in a bed with somebody, it's obviously you're excited about that, right? Like, I mean, if you need to just jack it, you're gonna leave the room, no?
Dude, I would assume there's never a situation. I'm a 41-year-old person. There's never a situation where I'm sharing a bed with a dude. It is, there's no reason that I'm sharing a bed with a dude. Not only am I not sharing a bed with the dude, if I'm feeling Randy, I'm not whipping it out and jerking it off while you're in bed with the dude. And if somebody was next to me doing that, I would fucking ask them politely to leave.
I wouldn't be polite.
Is that code word for let me help you out?
No, it's please leave.
Oh, okay. Is that code word for put it in here?
Code for
I don't speak Italian.
It's code for put it the fuck away from me.
I don't speak Italian. Okay, I got one last one.
Coach Dwight Christian, go jerk in the tub. No, get a shower in there. It's gross.
Best place to do it. One last one. My husband is really fat, and all he does is talk about wrestling and goof on retards on the internet.
Hey,
make him dinner. It's my advice.
All right.
Make him a nice dinner and then blow him.
That's all I got, Fitty. What do you got anything else you want to close out with? Or we?
No, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Subreddit Surfing. Hope you had fun with us tonight. If you did, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit like on the video. And if you want to get some bonus content, we're talking about trying to watch another movie. We've been trying to pick something really, really good. And something was floated before the show that is looking promising. So a little bit more research to make sure we get a copy of it. And if we can, you guys are in for a real treat coming up soon.
So subredditsurfing.com, everybody.
That's right. Jimmy, do you want to plug your show that you do on Sunday nights while we're here?
You remember what happened last time we tried this, right?
No, go ahead.
Jimmy, you're bringing the show to a screeching halt. Please just make with the plugs.
Okay. Find me on YouTube at Jimmy the Lip. I'm live on Sunday nights after 10 p.m. So check it out. It's fun.
Is that so hard?
Yeah,
I don't. Yes, it was. I stammered because I was so nervous.
I don't understand, Vin. Jimmy, like, you got to realize we can't abuse you. You're not going to come back if we do that every time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't see it coming, like, we're going to happen. We're going to let you do plugs uninterrupted for maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
You can do plugs interrupted every show. Jimmy, one more time without stammering. Go ahead,
please.
You can find me on YouTube.
The fuck out of here. I got Vinny. Him, buddy. I got him.
Come on, Vinny. I was luring him into my... I was luring him into the comfort zone.
Whatever I said, anyways, I got
just it. Just play with you, buddy. Jimmy the Lip on YouTube. You can find him live after Sunday night. Can you watch back episodes, Jim?
Can I watch what?
Can you watch the back episodes? Are they still up? Okay, good.
Yeah. Why would anybody want to? I mean, really? I mean, he's a zero on this show. He's minus six on his own. But everybody, go over there. Support our pal Jimmy the Lip. He's a good egg.
Jimmy great is cross without the respect.
Here's the thing.
He did. Funny you mention it. I was spending some time when we were at Subreddit Surfing Live in Rochester just a few weeks ago. I did spend some time in Jimmy's room, and he did bring his George Foreman grill. He was grilling turkey burgers in there.
I heard it was a can of chili on Foreman grill.
But you know where you can find Jimmy the Lip, Vinny? You know where you can find him? On the list.
Bathhouses?
Yeah, that too. If you want his phone number, just check out any bathroom wall. But you can find him on our list of big kahunas. And I'm going to read my own list of big kahunas, because apparently your list of big kahunas is fucked. We're missing some big kahunas. I had some big kahunas come up to me this past week. It'd say, Cardiff, you never say my name. So I am going... with a fresh list. We've got some new members on the Patreon this week. So let's give everyone a shout out. Starting with Bob K. KL. I don't know who KL is, but KL is on this list. JT. Eugene the Bichon Frege. Jimmy the Lip. Steve Martin. Fred. Hunter Duke, Hall and Oates, Jervis
Tech. Steve Martin.
It is the Steve Martin. And fun fact, on my Patreon at Cardiff Electric, patreon.com/Cardiff Electric, a Lucas Delabate.
Secret Snake says, does this make Vinny Blobby Kelly?
Yes. Yes, it does. It
certainly does.
Hunter Duke, Hall and Oates, Jervis Tech, Guts, CMOS 4044, The Creep Off Channel. Thank you, The Creep Off Channel. Jib Mob, Jabone Slocum, Ken A, Joe, Aaron L, David W, Hamad A, Fisker Whisker, Steve, Bjorn Cray, Derek K, Stoneman 623, Pony Power 2, Tyler P, Victor F, Gregory K, Monty, Brinkamania, Carly, Dr. Steve, Mr. Wiggles, Charlie NYC, John K, Brian, Grampy's Champies, Kindy, why isn't it scrolling? Joe Sposto, Ray Guitard, Balsam, Cal N, James G, Droid Smith, Nick B, Laura G, Two-Faced Lying Bastard, Tony G, and Nicholas T. Welcome to our newcomers to subredditsurfing.com.
Thank you all for your support, and we will make sure that you are acknowledged properly from now on.
Yes.
Yes. So I didn't do the list anymore.
Thank you. One thing off my plate.
There's always something.
Oh, fantastic.
Why is it always about food with you?
Why is you? Because I'm hungry a little. Baby pizza. I gotta go, guys. That's the end of the night. Aloha, big kahunas. We'll see aloha, you next week on Subreddit Surfing.
Can I ask you a question, Vinny?
Nope.
What are you shopping for on Amazon?
Oh. And I didn't want to forget, so I opened up the page where we were going because I was going to do it real quick before we fucking left.
Oh, Vinny poison. I didn't know they sold that on Amazon.
Rat poison. She asked for some rat poison and for some reason some Mentos and Diet Coke. I don't know what she's got planned.
Somebody's going to have a great night. Enjoy. I hope you got Prime. I hope you get the 1-hour delivery.
Oh, we sure do, buddy. We sure do. Adios, people. See you next week.
Sit, Eugene, sit. Good dog. Da 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 da.